Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our God Is series, and we looked at the topic of God's holiness. And what we've been saying every week in this series is how God is worthy of worship. I'm going to read a passage to you. It's from Isaiah chapter 6. Here's what it says. Now, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And the one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And then I said, "Here I am, send me." And what an awesome passage. And imagine you're Isaiah, that you have been caught up into heaven in a vision, and you're seeing the throne of God. And on the throne of God, you see God in his splendor, and there's these two angels that are hard to describe, right? But they're flying around, and all they're saying is, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." I mean, just imagine that. Then, I think it's interesting, and I've noticed this with people, he immediately realizes he doesn't belong there. He immediately realizes that God is holy and he is not. And his first thought is, "Wow, I'm a person who has unclean lips. Like, I don't speak the way I should speak. And I live among people who don't speak the way they should speak." Like, he immediately notices just behaviors that don't belong connected to God. That God is holy and set apart, and Isaiah isn't. And then there's an atonement, which is a beautiful foreshadowing of how God is the one who gives atonement, that you and I can't make up for our sin. And God sends the angel with the burning coal over, and he's given atonement, he's made right. And the natural reaction to anyone who sees the holiness of God and has been atoned for sin is to simply say, "Send me, I'll go." God asks him the question, who will go for us? And Isaiah says, "I'll go." Now, that's a picture of worship that, Isaiah is saying, "I will go. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. I will serve you. I will worship you." That's basically what he's saying. He doesn't even ask what the question is. God says, "Well, who will go for us? Whom shall I send?" And Isaiah naturally says, I'm all in." Now, I bring all this up, and I think the reality is, and I kind of alluded to this, is that when people start to get a sense of God, when they really get a sense of his holiness, when they come close to God, they immediately start to sense their own sin. Have you noticed that in your life? That as you come close to God, as you start to connect to him, you start to get this feeling in your soul that there are things that just don't belong there. It's because God is holy. He's completely set apart. He's set apart for a cause of his name to be made glorious in all the earth, but he's set apart from sin. And you and I were made to be in right relationship with God, but it's sin that separates us. And we sense that when we come close to God. That's the beautiful thing about the cross. It's the cross of what Jesus Christ did that atones for us. So then here's the question then. Do we worship him? I think that we worship him to the degree that we sense his holiness. When you're struggling your relationship with God, when you feel like it's dry, when you feel like you're not being fed a lot, the reality is the answer is always going to be come close to God. The answer is always going to be, as you come close to God, you are going to sense something in your soul and you are going to want to worship him. And worshiping him never means, "Hey, feed me, feed me." Worshiping always means, "God, what do you want me to do? How can I serve you? How can I honor you?" And it's when you serve and honor him in that obedience that you sense more and more of his love and more of his holiness. So how do we do that? I think it's surrender. It's a surrender consistently of saying, "God, I'm yours. God, use me. God, help me to see you. God, help me to know you." Father, I ask that that would be the case with us, that we would sense that you are drawing us close, and that we are sensing the holiness of who you are, God. Reveal yourself more and more to us. Help us to surrender completely. God, we are so grateful for your Son and for the atonement he's provided on the cross. God, help us to worship you in a way that honors you. Help us to serve you. Wherever you're at, just think about the areas of your life that you feel like are in competition with God, that you kind of want to keep for yourself and keep God out of. And just surrender those to God right now. Well, thank you so much for letting me challenge you with that today. I pray that your day will be blessed. Until next time, God bless.